USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
The latest jobs report is proof America continues to climb out of the depths of the pandemic. President Biden saying that Friday after learning that almost 560,000 jobs were added in May.
This much is already clear. We're on the right track. Our plan is working. And we're not going to let up now. We're going to continue to move on. I'm extremely optimistic. I hope you are as well.
Biden credits the American Rescue Plan for growing the economy by providing more access to the COVID vaccine. A microbiologist who once denounced those who question the origins of COVID appears to be backtracking. New York City doctor Peter Pelosi was one of over two dozen doctors who signed a letter last year downplaying the theory that the virus escaped from a lab. Recently, though, he told London's The Daily Mail, a lot of disturbing information has surfaced since that letter, and he believes a thorough investigation is needed. This is USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. I get the best sleep of my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium Pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen size pillow. King size only $5 more. You're saving $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special.
The country's largest vaccine incentive program has its first group of winners, California holding its Vax for the Win vaccine lottery with prizes totaling over $116 million. The grand prize, $50,000. Governor Gavin Newsom Friday drawing the names of 15 winners out of more than 21 million eligible. The names of another 15 winners will be drawn next Friday. Former President Trump will be banned from Facebook until after the midterm elections. Facebook announcing Friday Trump will be reinstated to its platform in January 2023. Facebook CEO Nick Clegg on CNN.
What we've done in response to the comments we received from the Independent Oversight Board is to stipulate what penalty we think should be applied to match the gravity of what happened in January. We're applying the most severe penalty that we have.
Trump responds by saying the suspension is an insult to those who voted for him in the 2020 rigged presidential election. Trump banned from Facebook after the company says he incited the Capitol Hill riot in January. This is USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The White House addressing the growing threat of cybersecurity hacks. Here's Wendy King.
The White House says President Biden views recent ransomware attacks as a national security concern. FBI Director Christopher Wray says the agency is currently investigating about 100 ransomware cases. He told the Wall Street Journal that many of them are tied to criminals living in Russia. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says recent attacks targeting gas and beef suppliers have raised national security concerns. She says President Biden will raise the issue of cybersecurity with Russian President Vladimir Putin when the two meet in Geneva later this month. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
A basketball legend reflects on his career. Here's Tim Berg.
Duke University men's basketball coach Mike Krzyzewski is stepping down at the end of next season after 41 years. He tells NBC's Today Show he got into coaching because he wanted to have a positive impact on young men.
When I was 16, my coach had that impact on me and one of my teachers in high school, and I wanted to be a coach since I was 16 years old.
Coach K also tells the Today Show about how he's changed in 41 years.
Oh, I know a lot more. The one constant, I'm always trying to learn, and I think I've listened better. I don't micromanage.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.